Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for wrestling off the handle?
W-O-T-H! W-O-T-H!
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, give it up for Kevin Javier, Randy Vega, Everett Nall, Pretty Boy!
Yay! It's probably just the lens on the camera.
That's fine. Yeah, good visual adjustments, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, wrestling off the handle. So now that we're done talking about Sarah Jessica Parker's nose.
Yeah, you know what? I love Sex and the City, bro. I watched both movies. The second one was trash.
You probably watched Gossip Girl too, don't you?
Yeah, I did.
He loved him some Gossip Girl.
XOXO.
Oh, my God.
No one judge me.
Hannah Montana as well?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the podcast.
This is Grinald coming out of the closet tonight.
Don't judge me.
No, we're not judging, bro. We are fully judging you.
Yeah.
Got to add that word in there. So, you know, just judging makes it sound
okay,
bad.
Okay, Grinald, here's the real question. Do vampires sparkle?
Do I what?
Do vampires sparkle?
In Twilight? I hate Twilight.
Okay, at least he's not fully gone.
Twilight is trash. Vampire's Diary was better.
Watch Underworld. That was a real vampire.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Wrestling Off the Handles, where grown men talk about diaries and stuff like that.
Vampire Diaries.
As opposed to wrestling.
With the host, Kevin Prevall. That Kevin Prevall. I mix both you guys up. Ronald Prevall.
Trayvon. What'd you say?
Randy Kev, what?
I'm Kevin Trayvon now, apparently.
Yeah, but I like that name, dude. It's a nice mix.
Kevin Trayvon.
Yeah. If I was an urban comic, that's what I'd go by.
That's a good name.
Kevin Prevall. Still
Kevin Prevall.
Nia Jax should have won the Men's Royal Rumble.
Nah. That would have been cool. I mean, weird, but it didn't.
What would it be weird?
Bro, Brock Lesnar would have speared the shit out of her. But she would have probably been a punk and went after Daniel Bryan. Like, hey, look, yeah, I'm cool with it. If you want to get in the ring with the big boys, you got to go for the big fish.
Well, I think it would have been cool if she won
the
Royal
Rumble. Come
here,
Daniel Bryan. Give me that hemp belt.
Well, I thought it would have been cool that she would have won the Royal Rumble, and then obviously someone takes her opportunity for the title because she shouldn't be able to take the WWE title. It would be another reason.
She would take the woman's title.
Yeah, it would be a clause. There's something like, you know what? I won the Men's Royal Rumble, so I'm going to be wrestling with women.
Does that give Becky Lynch the privilege to wrestle in the two?
What I think they would have done, they probably would have just, if Nia Jax won, they would have put her against Becky as a number one contender match.
Which
I wouldn't have liked that. That would have been a pretty shitty thing to do.
Oh, you know, if the fanboys would have been so pissed if Nia would have won.
I would have loved to see the backlash. That's the only thing I would have loved to see, is just a backlash from either fanboys or, like, you know, the people like I tend to be sometimes the old school wrestling fan that's like, the old man sitting on the porch who's just pissed off that things aren't the way they were.
Get out my ring. You don't deserve to be here.
Well, WWE was trying to test out their intergender wrestling.
Yeah. But big word, bro. Proud of you. Good job. High five.
Yeah, thank you, man.
High five, bro.
Hooked on phonics.
Over here using SAT words. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
The intergenerational of the species is it's like Ronald. Wow.
I'm surprised you knew that word, Randy.
Read a book.
Yeah,
I'm quite intelligent, bro. I told you, hey, I use my white privilege
right
for
here.
Good.
My GED is in my bedroom, bro. Don't judge me.
Proud of you, bro.
Thank you, Sean. Them trying to get women to wrestle men, you will like women wrestling men. You think that's cool and stuff like that.
I would an extent, though. Like, I mean, I don't want to see women taking chair shots or, like, I don't want to see,
Indie wrestling ones, the one you showed me the last time.
Which one?
Where the dude cracked the girl upside the head with the chair and then did a powerbomb to her and she was, like, dead in the ring.
I think I saw that one.
I think you were the one to show me. Yeah, that was crazy. And he hit her hard. Like, it wasn't even the part of the chair that folds that's supposed to give.
Yeah.
He flipped it so that it was no fold. Yeah, dead, gone.
But it's the same thing. Like, I don't want to see two women fight in a Hell in a Cell either. I mean, they've done that before, but it was a very tame Hell in a Cell match I don't want to see any female wrestler get, like, choke slammed on the thumbtacks or take chair shots to the head or just, you know, be bleeding profusely from their forehead.
If it was the girls doing that to each other, then
it would make sense. Yeah.
But if it was a guy just like, if Undertaker was in the top of
the cage. But even
like
women doing it to women, like, for that, I'll just watch like UFC. I'll just watch two women beat the fuck out of each
other. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if it was Undertaker on top of that cage instead of Mankind, it was Nia Jax, that would not be a pretty sight.
No,
that I don't want to see. But if it was like
that, would be change the channel,
you know,
right there.
What if like Nia Jax did like a Samoan drop with I guess like say Alexa Bliss from the top through the thing and end up falling? That'd be crazy as hell. But then people would be like, "What? Are they alive?"
Yeah.
If they started moving, instant crowd going nuts. Like, oh my God, that was amazing.
Well, I don't want to see a match like with Alexa Bliss versus Braun Strowman or something like that. That wouldn't make any sense. But that's what
people
want.
And if Alexa Bliss won that, it would just be
not realistic.
And it would be a very awkward match, too, because like he's fucking 5 feet taller than her, probably more.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a clown show.
Yeah. But that's the reason why the.
Can you imagine if he shoulder trucked her?
Shoulder truck Alexa Bliss.
Can you imagine that?
Destroyer.
The running out the ring and she's like, oh my God. Gone.
Like, what's going to happen? Yeah. What's the outcome of that? Alexa Bliss wins with a low blow.
You know, like how the movie Thanos.
That'd be weird. I don't think she can reach up there.
You know, remember when Thanos snaps his fingers and everyone starts disappearing? When he was shoulder trucker, that's exactly
half her body would just break off.
Just destroy. Destroyed like that.
They would just cut the camera.
Yeah, for real. That'd be you just hear these little black guys and then weird expression as a eyes.
Yeah, but the toy deal is pretty much why they're not wanting to do that, right?
I guess there's a clause in their contract with Mattel that has a statement that men cannot overpower women in, so it's not that they can't wrestle each other, it's just it would have to be a comedy angle, like that James Ellsworth thing where he was just getting his ass handed to him by the women's division, which was very silly.
Yeah, but it was funny. Actually, I thought it was kind of it was funny.
It's one of those things, like it happens once and it's like it's like an old joke that just, you know, the more it happens you're like, oh, he's wrestling a woman, he's gonna lose.
Yeah,
well, that's why he got released after a while. It wasn't over anymore. He's still actually doing that, the same gimmick though, in the indies.
Wrestling women?
Wrestling women and getting beat up by women.
But I think that like all his gimmick was just that, like he was so awesome, like kind of like an awesomely bad movie. It's like you knew he sucked, but you still kind of rooted for him because you're like,
I never found any.
His match is good.
He's got a weird chin. That's what I just always knew about him.
He's got a weird bro.
I definitely made a gimmick about that. Body.
He looks like Beaker.
From where?
Muppets.
Muppets.
Like that fucking.
Wow. Yeah. The scientist.
Exactly. I'm thinking about the other thing. Never mind. I don't know. I always found him weird. Like when I first saw him, I was like, what the fuck? I thought that was like the first trans wrestler. I'm not trying to make a joke. I mean, for real. Like I really thought, I'm like, yo, is that like the cross? Like, did he cross the female? Like, what's going on? Like, did she cross?
That's the only explanation for that.
Like, I didn't think about it. And then when I found out, I was like, that's a real dude.
Yeah, his chin was pretty weird looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think they actually made a bunch of gimmicks about that, some promos. And he actually, like, sucks his chin in even more to make that, like, more, like, weird impression. Yeah.
That's weird. That's weird, though. I
can feel it because I have a James Ellsworth chin. Like, without this beard, I have no chin. Like, it's just my neck starts, like, fucking underneath
his neck starts from his Adam's apple. And
just yeah, exactly. His nose. No, it does. Yeah.
Never shave, bro. Never shave.
I have it. It's not a good look.
Ronald used to not have a neck or a chin. And so he lost all that weight.
Yeah, I got muscles.
What are you trying to say, Randy? I should lose weight. Lose weight, and your chin will. Good. If you lose it, the chin will come.
You know, you know what's funny though is that
exercises do you do, bro?
But no, I'm saying like
a lot of chin-ups.
You know what's funny though is that like y'all two actually lost a lot of weight and stuff like that, and then you have no jawline. You used to not have no jawline. I'm still big as shit. I have perfect, like, nice jawline. So just saying, it's to each their own. You guys had to work for
it. Even when I was thin, I didn't have a chin. I just don't, like, it's a half oval underneath my face.
Yeah. I'm like a move past the fact that Randy just insulted both of us, complimented us, and then complimented himself.
I have to, right?
This is a genius move.
Hey, ain't nobody gonna compliment me besides me. Okay. And I hold myself down. God damn it.
And there's Randy jerking himself off again.
Nah, man. Takes two hands. I have to hold the mic with one. I can't do it right now.
Oh,
he's trying to be ambidextrous.
Look at you.
Look at you as big as a tour. Look at that.
Substitute I am a teacher, you know.
You're a substitute teacher. Get it right.
Yo, when you spell, bro, I'm like, are you sure you're a teacher?
Do you voice to text? Please tell me you voice to text.
Voice to text. It's just
that's my excuse.
Let me lay out the ground real quick so the crowd knows. Okay, so we have a group chat, right? We're not going to tell you guys what it's called. You probably already know. Kevin, every time he messages is in there. Now, he is a teacher. And every time he fills a text in, either half the letters are missing, either the words aren't spelled right, or it just sounds like he just slapped his hand on the keyboard multiple times and just hit send.
I just send ciphers in the group chat.
Yeah, we got to decode them. Like, I bet you this Q goes here to the X and then the Y, and then, he says he's coming in 10 minutes.
I like being cryptic.
Why? Why do we have to discover?
Yeah, what you're talking out of about? All people, you're, you know,
that's all good.
Yeah, we do the group chat to explain what we're gonna do for the episode and like what's going on in the game, and I can never understand what you're talking about.
I can't tell you the number of times I've said "huh?" question mark back to Kevin, like, Kevin, what are you saying?
Yeah, and then I got to retype it with like because my problem is every time I try to type, it's on my phone and I just type it so fast that I just hit the send button and then I look at it after I sent it and just like, oh shit, nothing is spelled correctly.
Yeah.
But then you're just like, you just send it out. It's like, you know what? You guys figure it out. You don't even try.
Yeah. And then there's times where I'll be like, yo, Kevin, what are you saying? And then we'll hear nothing back. And we're like, I'll just talk to him in person. Cause I mean, we're just, this is going to be where it's no point. I remember one time I screwed up too and nobody caught it. And I was like, all right, cool. And then we get here and then Kevin's like, yeah, I didn't bother responding to your message. I was like, fuck, he got me back. God damn it.
Oh, man. So what are you going to do with that toy deal, man?
Oh, it's just that. So it started 10 years ago, and they basically renewed it every 3 years.
Okay.
And that's just, you know, the men cannot overpower women. So I guess they just, they can't do any domestic violence angles, which thank God for that, because that's overdone one, and I just, there's nothing fun about watching that. You know what I mean?
You guys remember
it was funny for the error, like the attitude error. That was actually people watching.
I don't remember like a domestic violence angle per se. There was
actually Al Snow when he had the head, Mr. Head.
Oh yeah,
women the head. Yeah, women actually got so mad, like a mom's group or something, so pissed off.
And but when they
boycotted his toys, they took it off the shelf.
But when I say domestic violence angle, it's more of just like, I mean, Triple H and Stephanie did that a little bit when they had a little feud going on and then they had matches against each other, but there was never, I don't ever remember I'm talking specifically an angle where it's like you have a wrestling couple, then they break up and then they start like fighting in the ring and shit. And it's like, we're going to work out our problems here. And then it just becomes just like, he was beating me and abusing me. And then using that as an angle, I wouldn't want to see.
Yeah. That wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, exactly. But also it's because they have, like I was saying earlier, because they have, you know, the wrestling toys themselves that you could like slam and, you know, use on the ring and shit that are pretty durable. Mm-hmm. But they've been producing like kind of like Barbie style dolls of the female wrestlers to like, push towards, you know, for little girls to buy.
Like the Barbie dolls, like a Barbie NASA Barbie scientist.
Yes, they call them fashion dolls. And it's basically the same concept. You know, they come with a couple outfits. You could dress them up. They look like pretty. They're not in like ring attire, you know.
Yeah, man.
So they're trying to, you know, push that angle, which, you know, hey, if it does sell, obviously they're going to keep it.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of wondering, like, how many, because I'm sure, you know, there's definitely some, you know, younger girls who are into wrestling.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering how many of them are buying the, like, fashion dolls versus the actual, like, wrestling dolls. Or if they're into it.
Yeah. If I had a daughter, I think she would love to probably to buy that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fashion doll?
Yeah.
I think she would. But if she watches wrestling with you, though, and there's no, like, say, like, her favorite wrestler is, like, Sasha Banks, right?
Yeah, you don't want to buy that.
Or Alexa Bliss. Either one of them. If your daughter watches wrestling with you and sees the scientist dolls versus the people that she's been watching on TV the whole time, I think her influence is going to lean more to the Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Versus the scientist dolls. But then they're trying to take the figure, I think, of the dolls, too, and move them over to the wrestling side, too, right?
But it's also, how are they playing with these dolls, too? Because, I mean, if they're wrestling fans and you're playing with wrestling toys, it's like you're taking, like, you get a ring and then you, the whole backstage area and everything.
Well, I'm a 30-year-old man and I have a bunch of toys and
that's what I'm saying. But like,
you don't play with
some girl who's like 10 or 8 or whatever, when she's like playing with the little fashion dolls, is it like, you know, playing with them like they're Barbies or playing with them like they're wrestlers and like putting matches together? And like
probably just keep them as decoration or just have them, or just like just have it when they're watching a match or bring it to a program.
Maybe not that far, but yeah, no. You know, who never did that when they were like a kid? You just take two Barbies and bash them together.
Like DDTs and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we call it.
Down the Thunderdome.
Definitely down there.
But sounds like a porno. Down in the Thunderdome.
I don't know.
Starring China.
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure you can Google something like that. You'll see something crazy with that name down there.
It's a porn parody of the Thunderdome.
Oh my god!
Down in the Thunderdome.
What's the Thunderdome?
That was Mad Max 3.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen any of the Mad Max movies.
But you've watched all of Gossip Girls. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
and he's seen all the Twilights.
Do you know who Gossip Girl is?
Have you seen all the Twilights? I was with a girl. I was in a relationship when all that came out, so I had no choice. But
yeah,
I was in a relationship too, but my girlfriend had good taste in movies.
Yeah.
Hey, some people date women, some other people date dudes. I don't know. it's not my place to judge, Kevin.
Yeah, I remember when they ended up with Gossip Girl, who ended up being Gossip Girl was some bullshit. I was pissed off with it.
So right. I never watched any of that, so I don't know. You should start another podcast called Gossip Boys.
Well, let's Gossip Girls. Well, let's continue the gossiping on wrestling. So Nia Jax, back to her fucking bashing R-Truth's face in, apparently.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I think she, what happened? He hit his face on something when he got
into the wall.
Pushed him, yeah, hit his face into the wall, and he was like legitimately pissed, wanted to fight her.
So apparently the officials had to hold him back. That's how pissed off he was. He was like really upset with the situation. Like, but the thing is that what Kevin was saying earlier when he got here was that everyone that Nia Jax has hurt, that person has gotten a push.
Yep.
So she's like the she touches you, well, hurts you, and then now you're successful.
Well, hey, you know what? That's actually accurate, because guess who's the new United States champion now?
R-Truth.
Guess who's fighting?
What's up?
Guess who's fighting to stay? Rusev and
Justin. Fighting for stay.
They're both trying to fight for the butt now, because like, oh, we only got like a month left. Shit.
We can't get deported. We need the United States title. Oh man, yeah.
And then when he's gone, I can see that happening. Nia Jax takes on R-Truth for the United States champion, and then she wins it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't.
And then loses it to Ronda Rousey.
Do they got extensions for the belt?
Somebody going to hell.
What's up? What's up?
Your waistline.
I get that, but did y'all see the R-Truth match?
No, actually, I didn't get to see that.
Did you see the clips at all? Because it looked like a botch.
They say that it was a botch, but it looks like it was actually because
it looked like it was supposed to.
So R-Truth botched a match on someone.
I
think Shinsuke was supposed to lose the match. Mm-hmm. They counted three, but then he tapped out and then kept trying to go through the match. So R-Truth, he kept going along with the motion, like, all right, I guess we're still going. And then the ref was like, no, I hit three. The match is over. And Shinsuke tried to like power through it, like try not to give the ref time to react, to like keep going, and make it seem like he tapped out. He got out the pin, but then they gave the match to R-Truth. Mm-hmm. And then Rusev comes out, challenges him right on the spot. He beat Rusev clean, keeps the belt. So that's what I'm saying. But I don't know if it was a botch on Shinsuke's part, but he reversed one of his moves he was doing clean. So I don't know if R-Truth was supposed to win or if it was a botch and then the ref fucked up. I don't know.
No, they say that it looked like a botch. It looked like it was a botch, and then they just call on the fly. It's like, all right, the backstage producers, because you know that's what they do back there. It's like, all right, Rusev, you're back here. Go do this. And that's why they probably thought that R-Truth shouldn't have won the title, but I think that's what you're talking about, right?
No, what I'm saying is they think it's a botch in a sense, because the reversal that he did to Shinsuke was clever. It was a clean reversal. He had him pinned. I don't know if Shinsuke was really supposed to lose the match, and he got out the got out the pin count early, but the ref still counted three and called the match off and gave it to R-Truth. But when he got out the pin, when he jumped out, R-Truth saw that he was still running at him like that, so he went along. Did like a little like trying to like doing the Booker T leg kick. Shinsuke ducked under it, but then the ref was like, no, it's three count, match is over. What are you doing? So I don't know if it was. I don't think it was an error on R-Truth's part though.
Do you think it was either
referee? Either Shinsuke or the ref?
Yeah. Okay. I see what your point. Yeah.
Another thing we got to mention is that ridiculous fucking hemp belt that Daniel Bryan pulled out. That it looks like a toy.
It does. You guys seen the memes it did? Terrible. When Daniel Bryan was doing Total Divas with John Cena and all that wood they were cutting. It's like, oh, now we understand why he was cutting.
So it does look like.
I really don't like that gimmick. Where I mean, it's a heel turn, but it's a weird heel turn because he's doing the whole like. Moral high ground kind of
thing.
The
whole veganism.
Yeah, but you know what? Guess who used to do that back in the day?
Bret Hart, of course.
Yeah, so it's always going to be. Need a hero.
But Bret Hart wasn't doing the whole like. You know,
he did family values. He always.
It was like, family values, but it wasn't. You know, I'm tossing this hide belt out in favor of like at this point, it wouldn't surprise me. Like I was telling. Yeah, He's but a he threw hipster. It out to the,
yeah.
Yeah. A, but it wouldn't surprise me if hipster. There's a next, the next thing he does is like after his matches, he just like brings out a bag of kale and starts shoving it down like wrestlers' throats.
I don't know. I would think he'd be more inclined to like,
or he becomes like the marijuana advocate for the WWE.
That'd be hilarious. You see him like, what are you doing? He's just rolling the edge of the belt up like, oh, what's going on? I don't know.
Brock Lesnar's on steroids. I'm all weed.
Let's talk about the.
That's why I'm able to perform.
Talking about Daniel Bryan and that whole little belt issue, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did
you, all right. So if since you guys missed it, I feel weird since I was the only one who actually like saw clips of SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a group of them that came after that happened. He was out there talking this shit, whatever. AJ Styles comes out, starts talking this shit. Then
and then Triple H came on the TitanTron and is like, you're going to face all of them.
Did you guys hear the fire that was coming out of Samoa Joe's mouth?
No.
When he, oh my God, he came out talking hella shit.
Good promo?
Probably one of the best promos I've ever seen Samoa Joe do because I was laughing the entire time.
Wendy's.
That came up. But he comes out, goes to the ring, starts talking shit. He's like, oh, you Randy Orton? I got a bone to pick with you. So after I take this belt from Daniel Bryan, when I devenomize your ass, definitely not going to be from behind. Because, you know, he's always.
Okay. Ooh,
whatever. Boom, boom, boom.
Viperville.
And then he goes, and you, Jeff, I don't know why the hell you're in here when I put your ass to sleep before already. And then Jeff goes, yo, you keep talking. And Samoa Joe cuts him off. He goes, whoa, hold on. Jeff, let's treat this like one of those AA meetings and wait your turn while I share a story with the crowd. And then Randy Orton breaks character, covers his face, leans down, laughs, and turns away from the camera because he's laughing. Because he didn't expect that. And then he goes, Mustafa Ali, he goes, and you, Mustafa, you in here, a boy amongst men. Yeah, you said my eyes don't lie. Well, your eyes don't lie either. You know why? Because last week, your eyes were shut. Because I put your little simple bitch ass to sleep.
Oh, nice.
And then turns to AJ.
Yeah.
And he goes, and you, AJ, how about you tell me how our little girl Wendy's doing, huh? And then AJ snapped, hit him, and they all start fighting. Daniel Bryan's outside the ring like a loser because he didn't want to get involved. And he's like, you guys are never going to get an opportunity. Blah, 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 blah. And then that's
I'm the champ. H. Yeah, I'm the champ forever.
Which I think Triple H should do more of that. Don't come out. Don't step in the ring. Nothing.
Yeah, don't grandstand. We don't take time from the audience, the promos. Yeah, just doing that, just quick, like, hey, this is what's going to go for the matches, and we set this up. That was dope. Who am I talking about? Samoa Joe. Yeah. Samoa Joe is the
Samoa
best promo. Samoa Joe.
That's a funny picture, big ass dude with curls. It's like,
that's what Samoa Joe always.
His intro. His intro music is the same, like Joe, but they're going, Joe, Joe,
Joe. And then dudes like lift him up in a chair and like carry him out.
Hey. Like 18 dudes trying to pick his big ass up.
And then when he finally goes to WrestleMania, Modest Yahoo brings him out and does his song. Oh my God, Modest Yahoo.
You would like fucking Modest Yahoo.
Oh, Modest Yahoo's the shit.
Yeah, he's dope.
I don't know who that is.
He's an Orthodox Jewish reggae singer.
Yeah. Is he the one that goes, sings that one song?
King Without a Crown?
I don't know the name. It was all over the radio, stuff like that. The beat goes, dun, 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 dun. I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah. You described like 20,000 songs.
There's a lot of reggae songs described in 1 second. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was just saying Samoa Joe always does the best promos. He beats up the guy, but always ends up losing his feuds. They need to push him. He needs to be a champion because no one cuts a promo better than Samoa Joe. And that Jeff Hardy? That's hilarious.
It was amazing. Yeah. Bro, when you make almost every wrestler in a break character and have to like cover their face up.
I want
to
see more of that. Like promos where they're getting under people's skin, you know?
Yeah.
Bro, it was amazing, bro. It was probably one of the best promos I've seen.
I don't think anyone can cut a promo better than Samoa.
I don't know.
One pretty good burn was that when Cody Rhodes was feuding with Kenny Omega in the Independence. Because Kenny said that, Cody was a reject from WWE. And then Cody says, he said I was a reject from my former company when he's a reject from its developmental territory. Damn. I was like, that's a good one.
Damn, that's a good one.
That's all right, man. Yeah, that's a little
cold. You know what, though, I think would be funny, though? I think what might happen is that, okay, so now that everybody's doing the Hell in a Cell and shit like that, if Samoa Joe does win, that means the next big, like, big actual, like, person mm-hmm. and like size and shit like that, switches back over to Raw, SmackDown. Because mm-hmm. usually, I don't know if you guys ever noticed, it's never really two big ass dudes who are the champ at the same time recently. So yeah. if that's the case, if someone big like Samoa Joe in size is over there, you got Seth Rollins and Brock about to fight. That belt. I'm just throwing out stupid ass thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
It's a possible possibility. It's a possibility that that might happen.
What if Nia Jax versus Samoa Joe?
Choke her ass out.
They can't do that move. No. That would be
That's not overpowering, but anybody
else. No, they wouldn't want that.
They could
that.
Book the match, but Nia Jax is going to have to win. That's kind of part of the stipulation of like men overpowering women kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we talked about rumors earlier. 8 superstars supposedly are leaving WWE. Asking for a release.
Well, there are some that are confirmed. It's like there's some that are rumored and some that are confirmed. Like Dean Ambrose is definitely out.
Yeah, he's out.
Which sucks too, because his wife's going to be stuck there now.
Yeah, without her.
Yeah, so she'll probably wait till her contract is up and then follow him wherever he goes.
She'll probably just stay because her career.
She's some good bank though, man. Yeah. She's the first announcer there to
first woman full-time announcer.
So I mean, that's a big.
Mm-hmm. honor in
wrestling period,
so they're gonna try and keep her.
Pay her nice. They'll probably pay her some nice bucks. And what if Dean leaves and doesn't wrestle? What if becomes that family man and just does stuff on the side?
Well, I don't think they don't have kids, but I could see him doing, maybe he like goes, you know, acting, does a couple like TV roles, because a lot of them are doing that.
I can see Dean being a good actor though in movies and shit like that. I can see that
he's doing comedy now.
Who?
Dean Ambrose? No, not Dean, I'm sorry, it's Dolph. That is
Dolph Ziggler. But he might be leaving too.
Yeah, but also like there's a lot of WWE wrestlers who do like minor roles on like small like basic cable TV shows. Like Goldust has been on Arrow, I think, a couple times.
No, so Cody Rose.
Cody was, but Goldust has done another TV show.
Probably,
but it was another kind of basic cable like TBS.
I've seen Goldberg do a couple shows too.
Yeah.
Goldberg even did a movie where he was a killer Santa Claus.
That's right.
Santa Slay.
That's dumb. Terrible.
It was bad.
All right. Well, I don't know. And his revival is supposed to be leaving too, right?
Who?
Revival.
So the
supposed
the,
to, but I stopped seeing rumors about that. I haven't seen anything since
the revival. I'm not sure, but as far as confirmed, I know we know Hiro Itami is confirmed. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Didn't he just get into them though too?
No. He's been there for a while. He just hated his career because they've just been moving him around. When they brought him to NXT, he was supposed to be the guy. Got hurt. And then it moved him to 205, and his career's been kind of on the down.
Yeah.
So he's actually going to be leaving, and he won't be able to compete for 90 days. He won't be able to be on any other.
No compete clause.
Yeah, no other network.
Which ain't nothing wrong with that. For 90 days, I'll sit back, get in the best shape of my life, start working out, and then the moment it comes to, man, let's go.
And he could still do dark matches.
No.
Oh.
He can't do dark matches.
If there's any visuals of him being seen anywhere. Yeah, but true. If you wore a mask like John Cena did, then they can't say shit about it.
No, but he can wrestle like other like productions, but like he just can't be like televised. Like he can go to an indie show and do something, but not under his character or something like that.
Yeah, he has to be under a completely different name. Apparently that's why Dean wants out too. He's just not happy with the direction they're taking his character and the gimmick he's been giving, and he's just done. So
do you think that it was the wrestling that pushed him to be the turn heel? Or do you think it was his choice to do it and then he didn't like the way it was going?
I don't think he liked the way it was going. They were trying to like maybe feed him like, all right, hey, I know you want to go, but like, all right, we'll do this, what you want. And then they did his heel turn and what was he, Bane or whatever? And then he realized, you know what, I can't do this anymore. He just got tired of it. He says that he's done with the hokey shit of the PG area.
So
he wants to get raw and gritty.
Again, prediction. But he used to be a hardcore wrestler for years. That's as saying, John Moxley was his name back then. But I could see him going to AEW because they're promising that it's going to have their wrestlers are going to have more creative control over their gimmicks. Speaking of that, supposedly one guy who asked for his release was Goldust. And if Goldust gets released, I think there's a 100% chance of him going to work with his brother.
Yeah,
Cody Rhodes. Exactly. Yeah. Keep it in the family too.
Yeah, but he probably won't be able to go as Goldust. He'll just have to go as Dusty.
He might be able to change up his name and keep the same kind of gimmick.
Well, Cody doesn't go by Cody Rhodes anymore, right?
Yeah, he doesn't
go by Cody thing. Or the Nightmare.
American Nightmare. But they could even do, what's it called? Use their real last name, Runnels.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's not copywritten because Rhodes is an actual copywritten name because of their father. By the WWE.
Or he'll probably just tag on to his brother's name. If his brother's an American Nightmare, he can be like, American Nightmare Jr. or something like that.
No, not even. He's older, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, oh,
he's older, though. It might be one of those situations where
him also having a backstage role in AEW, too.
Yeah.
All right. So another person that's the Revival is still very rumored to ask for their release, but probably the most notable one would be Dolph Ziggler asking for his release. But that's been a number of I guess he's been wanting to do for a long time, but for whatever reason, they just offer him more money and promises, I guess, of a push. Because I know Dolph's kind of done
everything.
He's done everything. So it's like, I think that they don't know where to put him or what to, you know, do with him now.
I think he's finding other venues or avenues. And
yeah, stuff. He's trying to go into acting.
Yeah.
Well, he's a comedian. He does stand up. He doesn't really like tour, but he pretty much is.
But is it any good though?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. He's getting his thing. You know, he's doing his. He's trying.
It bothers me when like celebrities. The only one I can respect actually seen out there is Mick Foley. It bothers me when random like athletes just try to come in. They don't put the grind of the work in. And they have people like doing it for them. I hate that shit.
You know, people are just going to the show just because it's them.
Yeah, well, Blake Griffin does that. And they say he's actually pretty funny. He actually had some pretty good jokes.
Yeah, but Blake Griffin's gone to like open mics and like that. He's just dropped in.
Oh, he's been practicing. Stuff. Yeah.
We've been rumored of him doing that. Like any time he's in, he'll just drop in or like a mic or some shit. Yeah, like
that's what Dolph's supposedly be doing too. He actually he does this like a private gig. He gets a couple of comedians, or not a couple of comedians, a couple of wrestlers. To do jokes too. That's tell them like, hey, do this. Like they actually did that on Total Diva. They said it for private events and just little things for the children. Get them to say some jokes. So, and
but
they,
that makes it kind of a biased thing, and because it's a private event, so it's only going to be people you invite.
Yeah. they will think you're funny. But hey, if he's funny, man, power to him.
That's called a bringer show, Ronald.
Welcome to the industry.
You bring your friends. You better laugh.
So who else is on our list, though?
It's the Revival and Mike and Michelle Kanellis, who I think are from 205 Live, you said, right?
Yeah. Supposedly, yeah, it was told that they were asking for a release, but then the woman, Michelle, she actually said on her Instagram, like, all these rumors aren't true. We didn't ask for a release. Mm-hmm. My husband wasn't on rehab, because these are all the
rumors that have been all over the
world. Yeah, that her husband was in rehab and the company's been bad to them, blah, blah, blah. No, she's like, she's happy. They're not asking for a release. Don't listen to WrestlingSheet.com and stuff like that.
Right, yeah, because there's a couple publications out there that just publish some outlandish shit. It's like, you know, you got to separate the BuzzFeeds from the fucking...
I think she probably did.
Fox Newses.
But I'm not saying I believe her. I think she did ask for a release, and then they say like, all right, no, we'll stay. And now she's just kind of covering up, but I don't know.
Realizing the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But CM Punk for AEW is another rumor which has not been confirmed, I don't know, because I think Punk's pretty much saying he's done with wrestling, but he can't go back to UFC because Dana White's like, yeah, he's an embarrassment. I'll never let him fight my league again. So he could go.
I can see that.
Yeah. There's no reason. He got pretty beat up pretty badly. He doesn't want him to die there.
Yep. It's not that he doesn't want him to die there, but even the guy who fought him too. They don't want him back either, because Dana White pretty much was just like, yeah, just fucking finish this guy. And then he put on a show instead of just knocking him out, which is great for, I mean, it was a nice fight to watch, because just like watching CM Punk take that L was just ugh. But that fight didn't have to go on as long as it did.
No.
The guy toyed with him. It was kind of like a lion, you know, taming his prey, like just poking at it a little bit,
I understand why that's frustrating, but also it's like, hey, this is my shot, and this is where I'm going to get some my 15-minute of fame. Why would I not do that? Take this opportunity. Yeah,
but are you fighting anymore?
That was one of those moments
where, like, if you're at work,
Dana
right,
was so pissed. Is like, and
that was one of those moments where, like, your boss is like, "Hey,
showboating.
Look,
yeah,
do me a favor. I know you can get the job done. I know you take like an hour and you can get it done in 10. Do me a favor, get it over within 10.
Got you.
And then." I got you taken care of in the next one, but I need you to do this like right now. And then you bullshit and still take your hour.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I get that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Randy, you had a comedy tour. How'd it go, man?
Yeah. I did. It was hella fun, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm blessed to be working with a bunch of guys that are.
How many Trump supporters did Brian get into it with on the road?
One. Only one, actually, surprisingly.
Good.
He was well behaved.
The UN tour, right?
The United Nations comedy tour, man. Hey, you guys, if any of you guys are listening that actually follow the podcast, if you guys like random about five or six different point of views of comedy, different races, different backgrounds, different religious beliefs, different political beliefs, but we all actually come together as one, as a comedy show.
Just a rainbow of jokes.
No, pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's just funny as fuck. Like, we all have a great time. We're all have our own different kind of styles of humor and shit like that. It's a lot of fun, man. I had so much fun. We just did Pensacola last Friday. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And then we did Palm Coast Saturday, came back, and then we're leaving back next week. This week, actually, going back up to Gainesville with a high dive for the 6th. Nice. And then we're trying to lock up some stuff in Orlando and Tampa for the 7th and 8th.
Awesome.
Come back. But it's, yeah, and then we just booked the show on the 26th of this month at Propaganda.
Oh, yeah? Where? Nice. Yeah. We're in Lake Worth?
Yeah, Lake Worth, Florida, Propaganda. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm going to leave it at that. It's going to be a fun show, man. But no.
Propaganda is an interesting place.
It is, man. We're out here getting our feet wet, man. We're out here trying to do our own thing, man. We're trying to make a door for ourselves because, you know, people don't want to open the doors for us. So we're going to make our own door.
Good, man. I'm proud of you. We're not doing like these
social media dudes that go online and do, you know, 5 minutes of jokes and they want to do Q&A for an hour and stuff like that. No, we're out here grinding it, putting in the time.
They got jokes. That's what he's trying to say.
We got bars, son. Y'all hear these jokes I'll be slanging on this fucking podcast.
Have you got anything coming up, man?
A couple things in March. Next Tuesday, though, I'll be at Nippers. That's like the only thing I have.
Oh, that's February right. I'll be there so Tuesday, far. Too. I'll be with you on the show. Yeah. For,
Kerrigan's. I don't know if it's her birthday. No, it's not her birthday.
It's a celebration show. Yeah. I don't know what the cause of it. Not the cause, but I don't know why we're.
Kerrigan's doing something. I don't know.
So we're all on the show with them.
Hopefully, she's not announcing she's pregnant.
All right. Anyway, you got something in March too? You want to plug that in right now?
Doing Carmella Coffee March 2nd, and then Just a Funny March 1st down in Miami. So I'll be in Miami on March 1st and Parkland on March 2nd. Those will be two really good shows.
Carmella's awesome. Lalo Rodriguez put a
that one's good. I haven't been to Just a Funny in quite a while. And that's
last time I was there
good.
Was with you. Last time we Just did that Funny? Show there. Yeah, I think that's the last time I've been there. That's a long ass time ago.
But shout out to Joe Nay. That's a great room. And I mean, he's real easy to work with. You just ask him, you know, hey, when is the next one available? And he'll get you on. Like,
that's pretty awesome, man.
He's real cool dude. All right, so hit him up about that one because it's actually a really good show. And the crowd there is, like, even if it's just a small crowd, people are there specifically for the show. So, you know, they're there to laugh. You don't have to, you know, spend time trying to win them over before you go up.
Yeah. All right.
Or before you get into your jokes, rather.
It's a good environment for comedy.
Yeah, 100%. That's great, man. Whether there's 20 people there or 5 people, the 5 people there are into it.
Awesome, man. All right, guys.
What you got going on, bro? I'm
trying to get off.
I got
to
work. You know, this week, you'll find me at the gym every morning.
I got muscles now. I am swole. Yes, this shirt is too tight.
You can find the Haitian Poppy wrestling at the Opa-locka flea market for
$20. It's $25, sir. I got paid.
Okay. White people, if you come out to catch, you ever come out to catch Ronald wrestling, please.
And then what you buy afterwards at the flea market, so like bootleg cologne.
Oh, man. Well, guys, this is Wrestling Off the Handle.
His merch is the bootleg cologne. That's what it is. He buys them for $5, sells them for $10. Like, come on, white lady. I got this Abercrombie you like. I got this, right? That Burberry.
Haitian Boppy would be an interesting like brand name for a cologne.
It
smells like sweat.
and mangoes.
Sweaty mangoes.
Yo, you know the little knockoff V8 drinks, the twist, the one they call the twisters?
Oh, yeah.
It smells like the mango.
This is Wrestling Off the Handle.
Good night, guys.
Have a good
Oh, thank you.